Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Definitely a Democrat for Biden.
Thank you.
Trump needs to be in jail.
Thank you. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I tried to vote in all of them, so I will be in March.
Thank you very much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Elizabeth Gilbert?
Ginsburg.
Oh, Ginsburg. Oh, favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Roland who?
Roland Gutierrez.
Gutierrez. I know he's, talk a little bit about him? I guess I'm confused. He's from there.
Yes, Roland Gutierrez.
I heard his name, Gutierrez. Yes. But where is he from?
It's from Texas, from the state house.
Is he Democratic?
I guess so, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've heard about him, but I'll just say favorable. Very favorable. He's Democrat.
Very. Thank you. What about Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
It should be a part of individuals' discussions. Yes. I think it's a good program. Very favorable.
Very favorable, thank you. What about Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Victoria Nieve Criado?
Who?
Victoria Nieve Criado?
I'm sorry, I'm not too familiar with, but if she's Democrat, very favorable.
Thank you. What about Ron Kirk?
Very favorable, I guess.
Thank you. And Yasmin Simon?
Very favorable.
And Joe Biden?
Very, very favorable.
Nathan Johnson?
I'm sorry?
Nathan Johnson?
Democrat, very favorable.
Thank you. And Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Between who? And Ginsburg and who?
Yasmin Simon.
Ginsburg.
Ginsburg, thank you very much. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it voting rights, like restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy? Education, like Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay? Is it local control, like state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights? Is it guns, like sensible gun sales laws, requiring red flag mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault lifestyle weapons or abortion, like Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom.
Definitely voting rights, abortion should be between a person and their doctor's physician. Anything that has to do with Abbott, no.
So we're looking for the most important issue for you. Which is the most important issue for a Democratic candidate to address?
Definitely voting rights. Without that, we're already at a deficit. Gun control.
The gun control will be the next one.
Education should be at the top of the list. I was an educator for 40 years, so.
Because the next question was, and what is the next most important issue from the list? Is it education, local control, guns, or abortion?
Wow. Education or?
Yes.
I think it would be education and abortion.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One that is, who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message? Or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
What was the first one? The one who is...
One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message.
Yes, that one, number one.
Thank you very much. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. The first statement is, Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Yes, I would be.
Definitely vote for or probably vote for?
Definitely vote for her.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
Definitely.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Definitely. Immigration, that's our country, is built on immigration. So, yeah, definitely.
Thank you. And the next one is, Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Definitely.
Thank you. Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger.
Definitely for Simon.
Thank you. Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
I guess yes. Mm-hmm.
Definitely vote for, probably vote for.
She wants to defend some of America's largest.
It says that she works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildfire Fund, the ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Does that lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion?
Definitely vote for her.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while funding while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Definitely. That's a plus. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and help people seek a path to legal immigration.
Definitely.
Thank you. And next one is, in Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Keep the government out of our local communities. Mm-hmm. Well, Texas needs some interference from government. That's a hard one. She says she will fight. I'm sorry. I misunderstood that.
Oh, yes. The statement was, in Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local community.
Okay, definitely.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park City.
Okay.
Does hearing that would lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion?
In the what city?
In the Park City. Park.
I'm sorry. Could you spell that?
Yes, Park Cities, P-A-R-K.
What's the city in Austin? City where? In Texas?
I suppose.
In the Park City. I just didn't They've raised their three children in the Park City?
Yes.
I don't understand that, but they raised their three children, I guess, definitely.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And the last one for this section is, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she's a fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Now, Elise Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Elise was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Now, wait a minute. You're saying Ginsburg and Simon, right?
Yes. Between Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Wow. Well, they're both Democrats, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, which one is for education? Both of them for education. They're so close.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Either one of them would be sufficient, I guess. Simon, I guess.
Simon, thank you very much. And now before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. We're at 80%. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or does not matter to you. The first one is, Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Nope. Anything that has to do with Trump, that's a nope.
So it does not matter, or is it a probably vote against, or probably, or definitely vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Does that lead you to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter to you?
You have to repeat something. That he does what? Now he would do what?
Yes, and Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
Well, if he doesn't share the Democratic values, I vote against him.
Mm-hmm. And is that definitely vote against or probably vote against?
Probably vote against him. Definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
The next one is, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
Wow, definitely vote against it. Her.
Okay. The next one is, Liz Ginsburg losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today.
I vote against her again.
Definitely vote against. Definitely. Or probably. Thank you.
Definitely vote against.
And the last one for this section is, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
Definitely vote against.
Thank you very much. Now, after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Simon.
Thank you very much. And lastly, having heard all the information this fall, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Immigration, because I'm sick of these borders being messed up, so we should fight for immigration. This is a land of immigrants, and we need to realize that. There are three, really, voting rights and abortion in it. I mean, you know, everything that has to do with, you know, people, humanity, I'm for.
Thank you. I just got immigration because I'm sick of these borders being messed up. This is the land of immigrants, and we should fight.
God made this world, so let's get rid of Trump and his wife. They're immigrants. I mean, you can't dictate where people live. And they want safety for their families too. So whatever they have to do, I think Democrats should fight for that.
Thank you very much.
Look at all this. Look at this land. Build some more. Build whatever, housing or whatever, or help their government wherever they're coming from. But something needs to be done in the favor of immigrants.
Immigrants. Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you tell me, could you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 and 54?
No.
55 and 64 or 65 and over?
65 and older.
Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African-American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian, or something else?
African American Black.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.